Dmitry Smiljanets is a hacker.
Your adrenaline goes through the roof, heart start beating.
I have cash to afford all my dreams.
A lot of hackers get caught because ultimately they make mistakes.
They would probe and test and penetrate.
That is a heart-stopping call.
This is Hack Me If You Can, a story of one Russian hacker who went to the other side. Find it in the Journal podcast feed on Spotify or wherever you listen.
I got hooked. I couldn't stop.
Here's your money briefing for Friday, July 8th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Mortgage rates ticked down to an average 5.3% this week. That's the second straight week of declines, but still 2 percentage points higher than where they were at the end of last year. With mortgage costs to consider, plus home prices that have risen as much as 20% in some cities, some prospective home buyers are looking past the traditional 30-year fixed mortgage and exploring an adjustable rate mortgage. That comes with a promise of lower costs, but with those possible savings come risks.
I think it's also really important to think about what a lot of financial advisors told me. If you cannot afford the house on the 30-year fixed mortgage rate, you should not attempt to buy the house with an ARM. You need to be able to afford an ARM if you can tolerate the highest possible interest rate that ARM could reach.
So how does an adjustable rate mortgage work? And why would someone consider it if mortgage rates are currently trending lower? Our personal finance reporter Veronica Dagger will be here with some answers after the break.
Dmitry Smiljanets is a hacker.
Your adrenaline goes through the roof, heart start beating.
I have cash to afford all my dreams.
A lot of hackers get caught because ultimately they make mistakes.
They would probe and test and penetrate.
That is a heart-stopping call.
This is Hack Me If You Can, a story of one Russian hacker who went to the other side. Find it in the Journal podcast feed on Spotify or wherever you listen.
I got hooked. I couldn't stop.
To buy a home, most people take out a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. But an adjustable-rate mortgage, or ARM, is becoming more attractive to some people who are in the market for a new home and want to keep costs down. But what risks do they take on with an adjustable mortgage? Let's bring in WSJ personal finance reporter Veronica Dagger. Veronica, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, JR.
So Veronica, first of all, just refresh us on the basics here. How does an adjustable-rate mortgage differ from a traditional mortgage?
So a traditional mortgage is typically a 30-year fixed mortgage. So what that means is that the interest rate on that mortgage is fixed for the period of time that you have the mortgage. The adjustable rate mortgage differs in that typically in the early years of an ARM, another name for adjustable rate mortgage, you'll have a lower rate. And then after a certain period of time goes by, that rate increases or decreases depending on what's happening in interest rates.
How do adjustable rates typically compare with what we often see as a 30-year fixed rate?
Well, some are lower, some are higher than the 30-year fixed. Right now, the 30-year fixed is at 5.3%. That's as of July 7th, according to Freddie Mac. Average rates on adjustable rate mortgages for the week of July 4th range from 4.25% to 5.46%. And that really depends on the loan terms. And that status, according to Bankrate, and they survey large national lenders.
So why have adjustable mortgages become popular again?
According to the Mortgage Bankers Association, 9.5% of mortgage applications submitted the week ending July 1st were for adjustable rate mortgages. And that's up from around 3% in early January. More people are getting ARMs because they're looking to save money on their upfront payments. You know, with an ARM, you're going to be paying less money initially over those first couple months or years of the mortgage. And then later, you're probably going to have to pay more depending on where rates go, as we said. But if you look at things like higher home prices and in general, higher mortgage rates, they recently ticked down. But in general, the trajectory has been going up this year. And so people are looking for ways to save and afford the house that they want because they're already dealing with higher home prices, higher mortgage rates. So to afford your dream home, you need to be able to get a mortgage for that dream home. And for some people, the ARM is the good option for them at the minute.
So how would a home's price work into someone's decision to go with an adjustable mortgage?
Borrowers with a larger loan amounts generally have more of an incentive than borrowers with smaller loan amounts due to choose ARMs over the 30-year fixed rate mortgage because the monthly payment savings are bigger. So for example, if your monthly payment on a $300,000 loan with a 5/1 ARM and a 4.35 interest rate would be about $1,493, that would be lower than the payment on the 30-year fixed mortgage with a 5.85 interest rate. And your payment in that case would be $1,770. On a $700,000 loan, the monthly savings would be even larger. So essentially, if you're buying a more expensive house, a bigger house, you have more a reason to look at an ARM as a way to save initially.
Yeah, a lot of things to consider. But you mentioned a 5/1 ARM. What does that mean?
It sounds so confusing, but it's pretty basic. The number 5 is the number of years you will pay your initial interest rate. So 5, for example, the 5/1 ARM with an interest rate of 4.35%. So for 5 years, you will pay 4.35% interest rate. After that 5 years is up, every year after that, you will pay a different interest rate. The interest rate will either increase or decrease depending on overall interest rates and the certain index the ARM is tied to.
So there's actually a fixed rate element to this, even though it's known as an adjustable mortgage.
Exactly. Right. And so that's why some people like it, because if you figure you're only going to be in a house for 5 years and you're going to flip that house or it's an investment property, what have you, the ARM could make sense, because if you're going to sell after 5 years, you could really reap the benefits of a fixed rate for that period of time.
By the way, can someone refinance an ARM like they would a traditional mortgage?
You can try to refinance it for sure. I mean, a lot of people do that. You just got to make sure your credit is in check, because if you have good credit, your ability to refinance to a better rate is going to be that much better. If you're having issues paying your mortgage and you've missed mortgage payments, your credit could be dinged and then it's harder to refinance. A lot of people do this, though, so it's possible to do it. I think it's also really important to think about what a lot of financial advisors told me. If you cannot afford the house on the 30-year fixed mortgage rate, you should not attempt to buy the house with an ARM. You need to be able to afford an ARM if you can tolerate the highest possible interest rate that ARM could reach. You know, some of these ARMs may go up to 10%. If you can't afford a 10% interest rate on your mortgage, then you need to reconsider buying this house, is what a lot of financial advisors tell me.
Okay, so lots of pros and cons there, but many financial experts point to adjustable mortgages as helping to fuel the 2008 housing crisis, essentially because the low rates were sort of a teaser that lured in subprime borrowers, and then they couldn't afford payments when the rates ticked higher. Are there any guardrails in place to prevent that from happening again?
To qualify for an ARM, you need to be a lot more credit worthy these days. Subprime borrowers probably don't get or have a very, very difficult time even qualifying for ARMs these days. Mortgage companies, because of rules put in place, now have to make sure that people can afford it based on their income. So all of this is in check right now. In general, you still need to be smart with your money and think about things like, if you lose your job, can you afford the ARM? So that's something to consider. The other point of that is you need to be careful what you're getting into right now, because some people are like, oh, I'm certain interest rates are going to fall, and so that's why I'm going to sign up for an ARM, because after my initial fixed period of the ARM, it's going to adjust to a lower rate. Well, the fact is, you don't know that. Lots of times, people who for a living predict interest rates get it wrong. So you don't want to pick an ARM because you think interest rates are going to go up or go down. You want to do it because it's going to make the most financial sense for you. It's a risky game to be betting on rates when no one knows the answer to that.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal reporter Veronica Dagger. Veronica, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
Dmitry Smilyanets is a hacker.
Your adrenaline goes through the roof, heart start beating.
I have cash to afford all my dreams.
A lot of hackers get caught because ultimately they make mistakes.
They would probe and test and penetrate.
That is a heart-stopping call.
This is Hack Me If You Can, a story of one Russian hacker who went to the other side. Find it in the Journal podcast feed on Spotify or wherever you listen.
I got hooked. I couldn't stop.